And this has been a tradition for 20 plus years that we've been doing this show. Way back when, before Mel Kiper Jr., there was Ribby Paltz. In the 60s and 70s, he was the very first NFL draft expert, and he would appear on all the talk shows across the nation. And we started giving him a shot back in the 90s, and we loved his work, and we're fond of Ribby. His work may have tailed off a little bit over the years, but we still bring him on. So here we go. It's a Musers tradition. Joining us now on the Buyer's Barricade Ticket Hotline is NFL draft expert Ribby Paltz, the publisher of the Paltz Draft Newsletter, with his annual mock draft. Hi, Ribby. Big week for you.
Hey, damn, middle man. Thank you so much. Good to be on for yet another year for some NFL draft.
The draft.
Yeah. Now, I haven't been preparing for the draft like I normally would because of all the COVID all over me. But
we worry about you
lately. Yeah, and oddly enough, I got it sexually. I'm the first known case of sexually transmitted COVIDs. So, I was also the first case of sexually transmitted Ebola and lupus too. So I'm a medical miracle.
Holy cow! You are.
Yeah, but I'm really proud of the NFLs for continuing to have draft. Despite the fact that drafts cause corona, from what I heard.
I don't know about that.
I never heard that.
But we have to get back to work, don't we, gentlemen?
Well, yes, safely back to work, yes.
So let's start.
Okay, give us your mock.
At the number one, give me my music. Where's my music? Can I have my
yeah,
music?
We got it, we got it.
At the number one, choose choice, make. The Tiger Bengals from Ohio famously take Joe Burrow, the quarterman from Louisiana State University.
The Ohio Tigers take Joe Burrow.
That's right. Joe Burrow is a good choice make here because he's highly packageable to trade down with Kansas City for the number 32 pick, which is exactly what the Tiger Bengals do. So now, Kansas City has Joe Burrow, the quarterback.
But they don't need a quarterback.
They would not trade for Joe Burrow.
They have the best quarterback. They don't need one.
Now, Joe will actually surprise the broadcast world when he decides to take the Tony Romo path and he quits football without winning a championship to get the number one broadcast position alongside Al Michaels for football TV.
Okay, well, at least you still have Joe Burrow going first, I guess. And
at the number two selection, choose the Native Americans from Columbia's district of Washington non-state, a.k.a. the capital of America, the greatest country on the face of the United States of Earth, the Washington has a choice, and the Washington has the choice of going big or going home, and their answer to that question is clear and loud, gentlemen. They decide to go home.
That is so ridiculous.
They're not going to go big.
They set out the draft due to excessive COVID concerns, so they are out of it.
Out of it with the second overall pick.
Three position choice selection. The Detroit Lions from Detroitville, Lion Country. They decide that they want to address a true football concern. So that's why they take the player everyone is talking about, the player that football has been waiting for, the player that the people crave, and that is the man that I must tell you about right now constantly.
Who's that?
So without further ado, and now I present to you the player man known as Yetur Gross-Matos.
Who?
Yetur Gross-Matos. He is a full-grown potential man with a good wrist and an impressive ankle tiptoe, and there is one name on the lips of America's children right now, and that is Yetur Grossmatos. Look him up, gentlemen. Look him up. He's going to be an impressive.
And they like him because of his ankle-to-toe ratio?
His impressive ankle-tip-toe? Yeah, he got a great one.
Ankle-tip-toe.
Ankle-tip-toe.
At the number
I'm not sure who he's talking about.
I don't either.
The New York Football Giants. They take a football player that you can't believe. They really shocked themselves, even because they didn't even see it coming. They had no idea how bad they needed this player man, because he is the player man that they needed. And that is, without a doubt, Lecky Fotu. The DL from Utah, 65330 LBS.
Yeah, some people have talked about the Cowboys having an interest in him.
Yeah.
The Lecky Fotu is a good Lecky Fotu. And he, one time when he was little, he once lifted a car over his head and threw it across a parking lot after it got trapped onto his mama during an unnecessary tire change.
Unnecessary.
Ever since that fateful moment in that parking lot, when he lifted the car and threw it over the parking lot because it was trapped on top of his mama, he's been a defensive lining presence for just the pure love of the game.
No one's ever said it like that. Defensive lining.
The man to watch at the number four claim check.
All right, I found Yetur Grossmatos. He's an edge rusher from Penn State.
Okay. Oh, okay. I know who that dude is.
He's projected as a second rounder, not the third overall pick.
Mock draft, gentlemen.
Sorry.
At the number five and six positions.
By the way, these are picks, not claim checks.
The Charger and the trade each other their entire rosters, then trade them back, and each pass.
That
both give out up. Of it.
Is the
at
most
the
ridiculous scenario you've ever come up with.
I'm trying to mock draft! At the number seven game select, the Carolina Panther takes Nitane Muti, the offensive L from Fresno State.
Offensive L.
The Nitane is a great selection choose because the Nitane Muti is such impressive that he is so impressive that he once ran a 4.440 in under 4 seconds.
What? A 4.440.
So that was his time, was 4.4 in the 4.
Under 4 seconds, but that would imply a 3.940.
He is a selection to have.
He's projected to go in the third round, not the fifth overall pick.
Especially if you have a choice in the matter. Nitane Muti.
Can we just skip to the Cowboys pick?
Once punched a bully in the face so hard that he put a kid in intensive care for 12 weeks. And don't you want that kind of play on your team?
Sure, no.
Not afraid to put a kid in the hospital for 12 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like off the field trouble to me.
When you were 20 years old, he is the kind of person that you want on your team if you're having an NFL draft, gentlemen. Now, I bet you are probably wondering. Hello to the Ribby. What are the Cowboys going to do in this year's draft?
Yes.
The Cowboy from a Dallas is going to choose with their choice make pick the Cameron Dantzler, the corner man from State Uni in MI Crooked Letter, Crooked Letter I, Crooked Letter, Crooked Letter I. Hump back, hump back, Mississippi.
Well, they could use a corner. He got that right.
Okay.
They need a corner. They feel like they've had pretty good luck from Mississippi State players, and that's why they are going to take the Cameron Dantzler.
Okay.
And that is your NFL draft.
Well, that's good enough. At least you got to the Cowboys at 17. At least you had them taking a corner. Oh, maybe a little high for him, but
I don't have the Cowboys going at 17. I have them trading up for the number 8 pick.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. I forgot to tell you that. They package Dak Prescott and trade up for the number 8 pick.
They trade Dak for a corner at the number 8 pick. Okay, that's it's a little far-fetched. By the way, Ribby, do you want to plug your draft newsletter?
Yeah, it's called the Pulse Newsletter, and we only offer it on fax machines.
Okay, I guess some people still have those.
So if you want to get a copy of my newsletter, go out to the Home Depot, break quarantine rules, go out to the depot or some other home's office supply and buy yourself a fax machine if they still have them.
Okay.
Then take that home, and I will fax you a copy of a claimant code. And you take that claim code, go to the internet, and that will be your password to go onto my website to get my monster.
Okay. Your web. All right, Ribby. Well, happy draft.
Thank you. Thank you so much, there, George. Thank you, Milliman there. And make sure that you watch out for Knee Tane and Lecky Fotu and all the players that I mentioned, including, but not limited to, Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. All right, we'll keep an eye on him. Thanks, Ribby.